is the Lions Unchained podcast, where the shackles of your mind are broken. There comes a time when we either embrace the truth or remain in darkness forever. The Lions Unchained podcast offers you the light of God's truth. The rest is up to you. Join Carl Joseph now for a powerful, life-changing word.
Friend, we're beginning a new series here called Trusting God for His Best, and we want His best. We have to desire it, okay? Now, this recording was done in our new room. We were in the upper room, now we're in the lower room. This room is twice the size. It has wonderful fluffy couches, carpets, overhead lights, hanging lights, monitors. The Lord blessed us immeasurably with this room. We're excited. We'd love to have you come join us on a Wednesday night and check it out. We've got coffee and food and a place to hang out and have fellowship as well before and after the service, all right? And this recording is with a new sound setup, so we're excited for that as well. But friend, we want God's best, and it's something that we will continue to desire. But it takes sacrifice sometimes. It takes an effort to choose His path when it could look winding and maybe difficult at places. But anyway, let's join me now, live in session. Trusting God for His best. Hallelujah. How many want God's best? How many want God's best? Sorry, Tara, I nearly just gave Tara a heart attack. I apologize. But trusting in God is not always easy. It's a rare commodity in this day and age. You know, few people exhibit loyalty in areas of employment, for example, because they've been burned from the employer side, right? We're here for you. We're going to invest in you. Sorry, there's layoffs. What? Wait a minute. I thought this was a commitment on both sides. So people have been burned, and the love of some has gone cold, right? The Bible talks about that in the latter days. And trusting God is the very foundation of Christianity, but without knowledge of His character and will, we're open to deception. We need to know the attributes that God has that we can trust in. Amen. If we don't have knowledge, we're just assuming some stuff. How do we trust a God that we cannot see, all right, if we can't trust someone we can see, right? It's like, I trust God, but I don't trust people. Well, hang on a second now. There's a bit of a disconnect there. Now, we have to be wise. We shouldn't just foolishly trust everybody, okay? But we can be wounded in the area of trust, and that can also reflect on the relationship with the Father, right? How many have been there? Hello. When I was 11 years of age, Swansea City were going to win the Premier League, but they didn't. Okay, there were some trust issues with them. From this point forward, it's never been resolved. Okay, they continue to test me. Anyway, I'm just going to let it go. Okay, but there are some serious things that people have had happen to them. I'm making light of it. You know, people have been abused, they've been molested, and it's tragic. And God can restore people, okay, who've been through some serious things. If it's war, if it's trauma, He can restore you. And He's still restoring people today. Not everybody believes it, but it's true. But we need to open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and even counseling. Because someone who's trained in that area, or deliverance, whatever you want to call it, can start talking about your past and then open up things of the heart that would never be addressed had we not gone there, okay? People want to protect themselves, right, when they're hurt. But actually, that's counterintuitive. We want to be open with loving people so that we can be corrected. Amen? And so I want you to be strong. I want you to be courageous and not shut yourself off and isolate yourself in a time if you are wounded right now or you're struggling. Okay? Amen? So, trusting God. The thing is, we have all of these assumptions we made. You know, God should have done this and God should have done that. And why didn't He come through for me here? And I've got issues with Him. And people genuinely can have issues with God. Trusting God is the foundation of Christianity. If we can't do it, we're in trouble. Okay. And so be open tonight. Say, Lord, you know, my heart is before you. Are there areas I need to address? All right. Someone described trust as to give someone the complete authority to destroy you, but at the same time being confident they will never do it. I'm not saying God's in the destroying business. I'm just giving a definition that you're giving everything to Him, knowing that He has all of your best interests at heart. Amen? And someone said trust is giving something now with an expectation that it will be repaid possibly in the future in some unspecified way. But notice in Romans 15:13 it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Now notice that the joy and the peace are going to come as you trust in him, right? So if we're lacking that joy and peace lately, maybe the trust issue needs to be addressed, right? The thing is, God's never done anything wrong, but he can be perceived as having done something wrong. If we've had a loved one that's died prematurely, etc., we may blame it on him. There could be many reasons why we have a trust issue with God. But friend, if you're angry at God, it's a work of the enemy, and you need to address it. Honestly, that's the truth. It's actually the enemy twisting circumstances to try and get you to hate your Heavenly Father, and then once you do that, you're going to shut down the receiving pipe. It's going to be difficult, all right? Joyce Meyer said, I thought it was good. Joyce Meyer said, God, what if I miss you? And God said, then I'll catch you. But that's true, right? Because we're like, oh God, if I miss God, I'm in so much trouble, I'll have to do 6 years of penance. No, he's going to catch you, amen? So that means even if we make a mistake, he's got plan B, C, D, E, F, and G, right? Ready to take over, right? Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths, right? Everybody's familiar with this verse. Engineers struggle with it, your own understanding. Well, we've got it figured out. We've got the spreadsheet, man. We're ready to go. We're going to drill here. No, no, no. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's $6 million down the drain. And so many times, the takeaway from this verse, what I like is, in your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths, right? So you say, Lord, I don't exactly know which way to go here, but I'm going to acknowledge you and you're going to guide me which path to take. That is a sincere heart. That's a heart of humility, amen? That's a heart that's going to see God's will manifest. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right, thank you. So decision-making is done with the heart. It's the gut feeling, the instinct. We can reason all day long, right, with our understanding, with our mind, but that gut feeling, that spirit man is communicating to us, it's this way. This is the way you should go. Don't go to the links. Go to the rechts, as the German would say, or à la droite, or à la gauche, or whatever the French would say, but you need to go this way because you're being led by the candle of the spirit man on the inside, right? And it is very important that we obey our gut instinct because it'll be confirmed inside of us. The Spirit of God will confirm his word inside of you. It'll be a knowing, all right? But again, if we're wounded and we have past mistakes or experienced betrayal from other people, sometimes there's a disconnect in our soul with, I'm not sure I really trust my gut instinct. I'm not sure if it. So you get into this confusion and then you get into double-mindedness. But it says that if we acknowledge him, he will direct our paths. And the bottom line is, friend, with the word of God, we've just got to take it by faith and believe it. That's the bottom line. We just got to believe what it says, right? Amen? So, discovering God's will. There are three wills, right? In Romans 12:2, it says the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And we want the perfect will of God. But there is a good and there is an acceptable, all right? And the more we walk with the Lord and the more we are obedient to him, the more we walk in unison with him, okay? And what he does is he prompts us to take the next step. It's like a dance. I am not the one to talk about dancing, ho, ho, ho. But when you walk, okay, it's one step, then it's another step, then it's another step with a waltz or whatever you're doing, okay? Break dancing, maybe not. But when you're doing the one step, two step, you make a move, the Lord makes a move, then you make a move, and he makes one, right? Sometimes it feels like you've made five steps, and it's like, hello, are you going to make a step? But we have to stay connected with him, amen? And it's hearing his voice is absolutely key, all right? My sheep know my voice, friend, all right? And they hear my voice. To say that we don't hear the Spirit of God is a lie, actually. We're making God out to be a liar because he said, my sheep know my voice, right? So we have to train ourselves in the hearing, all right? But notice that as we are not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, we may prove what is the good, perfect, and acceptable will, right? So it's a part of transformation of the mind. As we study the word, the mind of Christ is going to develop an understanding inside of us of seeing ourselves as he sees us. Wow, that's awesome. If we really could see ourselves as he sees us, we'd make different life choices, amen? We really would. We'd value ourselves to begin with. You know, some people don't value themselves, and that's why they do strange things, because they're like, God doesn't care about me anyway, so who cares? Let's just do it anyway. You know, that's wrong thinking. And so Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for yourself, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So, you know, we're not trying to be petty, you know, shall I eat the donut or the bagel? One's got fiber, one hasn't. There's some decisions you can make by yourself. I'm talking about the big decisions in life, all right? The ones that are life-changing. We really need to have some input from the heavenly throne on those, amen? Because we don't want to go down the road and find out later on, whoa, this may not even be God's acceptable will. It might be disobedience. You know, we don't want to be there. So we want to be checking in with him pretty regularly and being open to fellowship. So I like this verse. It's famous again. Psalm 37 says, trust in the Lord and do good, so you will dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord. Delight yourself in him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Many people are believing for the desires of their heart, but they're not delighting themselves in the Lord. Right? Again, these verses are conditional, right? Conditional. And that word delight, and this is great. This word delight in the Hebrew means soft and pliable or sensitive. That's what that word means. So in other words, when you're petitioning the Father for the perfect will of God, just say, Lord, I'm open to your best. Okay, now this is what I'm believing for. This is what I desire, but I'm willing to be pliable. I'm willing to be soft. I'm willing to make the adjustment because, friend, God has something better for you than you are praying for. And I'm going to give a real life example of that in a minute. But when we're praying, I always add at the end, Father, I want your perfect will. Even though this is what I want, I know that you can do something better. All right? So caveat your petitions that way. Amen? Keep the door open and be soft and pliable. So we are walking by faith and not by sight. We're walking by what the word says, regardless of what it may look like. And God knows our heart, friend. All right, he knows our heart better than us. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. He knows how we get discouraged easily. He knows everything about us. All right, and we just need to dial home now and again, amen, and check in. All right, I probably showed this before to some of you, but this is Charles Blondin. He was a French guy, and he was an accomplished aerialist who went across Niagara Falls, and he's having some tea in the middle there with a nice glass of wine in the middle of Niagara Falls in 1859. The guy knew what he was doing, okay? So he walks this tightrope in front of thousands of people, blindfolded on stilts, carrying another person. He had dinner in the middle, etc. One guy said he was making it look mundane. And then Charles looked him in the face and said, would you like to sit in my wheelbarrow as we go across Niagara Falls? Oops. And the point is, friend, God wants you to be in that wheelbarrow, okay? He wants you to trust him with your very life, with your future, all right? And that's the level of trust that we need to have. In other words, there is no plan B. You know, we want plan B, C, and D, right? Well, if this doesn't happen, I got a little nest egg, it'll work out, I'll do this, I'll do that. No, he wants you to follow his will, amen? And he's going to provide the nest egg and the backup plan later on. But it's really about us devoting our entire essence and being into his hands and saying, Heavenly Father, you are to be trusted. Let's do it right now. Heavenly Father, you are to be trusted. Amen. There's a release in that. When you say it out loud, you cast your care, you're empowering the spirit man on the inside of you by saying it over yourself. You're agreeing with the word. Amen. All right, friend, we're going to pick this up again tomorrow. Until tomorrow, good night, God bless, and remember to spread the good news.
You've been listening to Carl Joseph and the Lions Unchained podcast. Carl is a minister who's witnessed God's supernatural power to save, heal, and deliver. Carl is a unique researcher who investigates current affairs, societal trends, technology, cults, and end-time events, all through a biblical lens. Every Monday, new podcasts are uploaded, so stay tuned for the next opportunity to roar into victory. Check out carljosephministries.com for exciting articles, teachings, and discussion points. See you next week. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button.